Welcome back everyone to another episode of Bora Bora. So before we go into our signature intro, I would like to apologize to everyone of you guys for my part of the recording, because I have no idea why the recording is a bit low quality and it's not that very nice, but I tried to change and upgrade the through the equalizer of my recording, and I tried to make it bearable, so please bear with me for the whole recording. Alright, thank you guys for the understanding. Alright, now let's go to our intro.
Welcome back once again, guys, to Bora Bola. First of all, before we dive into the Premier League games, I would like to say vielen Dank. Why? It's in German, because we have German fans listening to our podcast, and I would like to, as a team, like to thank you so much to all the German fans out there, boys.
Yeah, guys. Thank you so much, and we apologize on Padre's behalf for butchering.
Thank you to the German fella who's listening on the other side. Thank you, lah.
No, we have almost 8% of them, you know. Let's say listening.
I don't know if just it's one guy or two guy or a couple of guys, but thank you so much.
But it means a lot to us.
Individual listening to our podcast. They mean a lot to us, and thank you from the bottom of our heart.
boys, before you go, I would like to apologize to all our fans for posting this podcast a bit late because of Mr. Padre. I had some side effects for the vaccination and I fell ill for a few days. So I'd like to apologize for that. Sorry, boys.
It's okay, Padre, no shit happens. So with that said and done, okay, let's move on to our match week 2. Okay, the first match we're going to be talking about is the early kickoff match. Those who, you know, put Salah in the FPL as captain.
GG.
He blanked us. Padre, how was the match in your point of view?
It was a good match. Saw a very good place and everything. You know, the second goal was beautiful. It's just like three or four passes and it was boom, goal. So I'm happy with the overall performance by Liverpool. Everyone played good. Burnley actually played good also, but too bad we were better. So
you realize that at one point we were actually struggling, and then we just eventually grew over in the game. This is exactly what happened at Norwich. So if you guys notice,
exactly
the first 10, 15, even 20 minutes, we like kind of struggled to get our passes, you know, to string a couple of passes, and then as we gradually progress into the game, we get, you know, hold of the game and we start control and dominate, and that's how the first goal came to me. Tsimikas, my God, what a job he's doing.
You want my respect.
I don't even feel that Robertson is missing. Tina, you saw that goal. What do you
think? I didn't feel the absence of Robertson, you know, in this game, because Tsimikas exactly fit in the role of Robertson in the game. Robertson is mostly going forward, offensive fullback, exactly what Tsimikas did in the game. And also, apart from Liverpool won the game, we felt the difference of playstyle from Burnley, actually.
Really?
They park the bus and then they counter-attack and then they try to score the goal. But then, this game, they try to actually play possession football. So I actually felt the difference. You know, I don't know what about you guys, but I actually felt the difference.
Was it a new manager for Burnley?
The same manager, Sandyk.
It's the same manager. I feel that probably he's trying out something new, because if you ask me, in my point of view, the park the bus strategy would have actually killed the game, lah. Because we tend to struggle with park the bus teams, you know. But since they tried to play the possession game, they allowed us to play the ball through, and like the one guy from Liverpool, a player that completely took me off guard and surprised me, was Harvey Elliott. He's playing the passes like so good. I mean, the only time he tends to mess up or not mess up, like get out of the sink, is when Firmino comes in, because that's when Antri completely links up, and then they're like they basically tell the rest of the team, okay, you shut up and watch us play. Okay, this is how Salah, Mane, Firmino plays. But with Jota around, you know, Elliot could do a lot of things, and the build up to the second goal, he received Van Dijk's pass like like, wow, okay, the first touch was fantastic, the delivery was fantastic, and
the dribble was good.
I don't need to mention about Alexander Arnold. You guys know his name speaks for himself, and Mane, what a finish for Mane. So yeah, it was overall a fantastic game for us, and I guess it's like preparing us for the next match week, Chinna.
Yeah, we got the bigger fish to fry.
Oh, really?
Speaking about the big fishes, let's talk about Manchester City trashing Norwich 5-0. Guys,
I saw it coming. Signing
got his first goal. What are your thoughts on this?
You saw the TikTok. You saw his TikTok. It's his TikTok account, right? He put that. I forget what was the caption. He said, if I'm not mistaken, it was something like, no matter how the goal is, it's still a debut goal or something.
It's a goal. Yeah, there's some kind of a caption he put there, and then he posted his goal. Like, I know it's lucky goal, but celebrating like that, you know, like, it was like, no, it was a lucky goal. You don't celebrate like that in front of your fans.
Exactly. I would say it's a match that we all saw it coming. I hope Norwich did something like for example, Norwich played actually kind of good against us, Liverpool. So I hope that they would have done something for MC, but MC was on the right path again, no?
Norway had no chance to progress the ball from their own half, actually.
It was just a defense, all out defense, starting from the first minute till the 90th minute, right, guys? And you know, we know we are going to concede, but let's not make it, you know, so humiliating. And they tried their best, like, guys. You know, for Manchester City's quality that they have, They kind of showed why they are the reigning champions.
Why they are the most expensive squad.
But yeah, definitely. So what about any other players you guys feel, in your opinion, that in Manchester City who showed like a great,
Gabriel Jesus played quite well on the right-hand side of their...
Yes.
He played very good, you know, right-hand side. I thought he played good. Yeah, what do you think about him, Padre?
No, because I after you told me, I remember actually Gabriel Jesus was like, he played as a winger better than he played as a center forward. You know, all the even the non MC fans were there. They were actually like quite surprised that he can play quite good as a MC as a winger compared to a center forward.
He did play good, and you know, you guys know it's Manchester City. You know, yes, they did bottle the first game against Tottenham, but we know that Guardiola is not going to mess up the second game. You know, he takes things quite.
Yeah,
he's
best. Yeah. What about the other side of Manchester?
Well, it's a draw for Southampton. I mean, I'm being completely a neutral fan here. You know, Southampton should have scored the second
one-on-one,
they bottled the 1-on-1, and yeah, but overall Southampton's attacking was fantastic, you know. They and we saw, right, Chinna, we both were watching the match, and
yep,
my god, you know, Southampton did not allow Bruno or anyone for that matter. You know, Manchester United had trouble getting the ball from their side to the Southampton side, because every time they were going to pass the ball, somebody is already there waiting to intercept them.
You know, they already, like, players are there to sandwich them and then intercept the ball, you know, stop the counter attack.
It was such an entertaining match to watch, and you know, for those fans who put who captained Bruno Fernandes instead of Salah, well, he blanked on all of us too. So, well, I
wonder who's so stupid to captain Bruno.
I didn't. Okay, this time I trusted Salah. I trusted Salah. I got 6 points off him, and Bruno blanked all of us and gave us a 1 point. So we can't say much. But throughout the game, we did see chances of, you know, Manchester United scoring, but they did not, let's just say, take the opportunity. And Chinna, what about Sancho? Sancho came in at 54 minutes, if I'm not mistaken.
Sancho came off the bench 54th minute until the
98 million.
Yeah, I didn't realize he was playing. You know, even I think Padre joined us.
Yeah, I came in a bit late, and then I was asking uncle like, well, I think 6 to 7 to 8 times. Why is Sancho? Where is Sancho?
I'm like, he came on the 54th minute. Okay, that's the only information I have for you. Don't ask me anything else. Can't see him in the game. I'm not criticizing Sancho for, you know, not getting into the game, but, you know, for signing and such a big name, I expected some sort of an impact, an instant impact or something. But, you know, players, some players need time to grow into the game.
They need time to adapt to Premier League.
We'll see. Okay, moving on to the next match, guys. The bottlers, you know, the empress of bottles against Wolverhampton.
But it's not easy, you know. It's not easy for what do you call that, a manager that actually managed Wolves to come back in a different club, because he was quite a loyal manager. But I've no words to say what happened. But I would congratulate Tottenham for their win
over Wolves.
Chinna, what about the penalty? You had some comments. You know, your thoughts on the penalty.
My thoughts on the penalty, it is a penalty, but if you observe it, like, you know, Dele Alli saw it coming and then he let his foot hang. We clearly can see that.
He took advantage of the situation
and then he let his foot hang so that he can, like, you know, make it look real and manipulate the referee to give the penalty.
And he did. He did win the penalty and he did score. So, kudos, you know. Well played, Dele Alli. But throughout the game, I felt that, you know, Wolverhampton, for once, they actually played good. They played good. They utilized Adama Traore's physical ability and his ability to triple. And he's not, like, messing up chances, you know. He actually gave, you guys remember, he gave one ball to Raul Jimenez and it was so close to entering, so close to it being a goal. It was a joy to watch Wolves, you know, with the new manager, they are playing pretty good, you ask me. For the
and also, I think the new manager is a Portuguese guy, if I'm not mistaken.
The whole club is a Portuguese club.
And also, one thing we need to talk about is the Wolves keeper, you know.
Not Rui Patricio. He's such a fantastic keeper, actually. Just watching this match, you know, Kane had a chance, you know, Son had a chance. You know, they kept on firing at him and he made extraordinary saves. He actually surprised me. He wowed me when we were watching, right, guys?
Yep.
Talking about, you know, this London team, let's talk about the London derby, guys. Chinna,
what happened? Great.
You know, I felt that England was once again painted by blue.
Yeah.
London is always blue, boys.
I feel London is a horde. Eh? Every week on one color.
I'm so sorry.
Everybody just beat each other and they start painting the colors all over it. But Chinna, your thoughts on the game?
Okay, my thoughts about the game. It's literally Chelsea dominated the whole match, I'd say that. And then Romelu Lukaku start the match. I thought he would really, like, you know, come off the bench, you know, at the halftime or the 16th minute. But then Tuchel took a risk and then he started Romelu Lukaku in the first 11, so I thought maybe, you know, he can, you know, give, like, you know, an impact in the match. And also, I wasn't disappointed at all because he scored a goal and also he bullied the whole Arsenal defenders, and
especially Pablo Mari was
knocking him, like, you know, like nothing, man against boy, like, that's what I felt. What about you guys?
So for Chinna, Chelsea is like Lukaku is equals to a solution, unlike Thabo.
He did come off the bench though, and I don't think he had any touches with the ball.
Yeah, he came off the bench. It is nothing to do because the match was already over, you know, because 2-0, 85th minute, nothing to do at all. So it was like, you know, to waste time actually.
The job was set and done, but we can't just brush off Arsenal. When Aubameyang came, the game changed, right? Now you actually, you're not talking to us when you're watching the match. It's like, they will score, and they did have several chances. You got
to admit. Yeah, but they bottled it.
You know, knowing them, you know, Arsenal is in a terrible situation right now. Definitely not a financial crisis, unlike some other clubs. But they're having problems with, I guess, their management and their players being unhappy.
Yeah. And I think the players are going to sabotage the manager. That's why they're playing so bad. Like, they're literally so bad.
But they did try. They did try, like, guys. You got to admit, you know, the Chelsea tore them apart. But they did try to fight back, because you could see Saka, Pepe, Aubameyang, they were all like, and obviously Smith Rowe, you know, we can't just brush these guys off. They were literally running even at the 90th minute. If they got an opportunity, they were up there running, you know, trying to save the balls and trying to, you know, score a goal, even though it literally mean nothing. They're still trying. So, you know, massive respect to these players. And yeah, they've got a good squad, and they've spent a lot of money. Let's just hope that, you know, they can settle their managerial issues, and they get, you know, what they deserve, because it's actually sad, like, guys, if you ask me. My point of view, I've been seeing every other team, okay, maybe not every other team, but Liverpool personally trashing Arsenal since what, 2013-14. All I know is, because before that, an Arsenal match against Liverpool, okay, it'll be a nail-biting match and it's going to be difficult. But after 2013 and 14, it's just like a walkover. Oh, Arsenal, okay, it's guaranteed a victory. Probably at times we had to clutch it, but still, most of the time, it'll just be an easy victory for us. And it's quite sad to say, you know, for a club with such, you know, massive history. Yeah, so to all those Arsenal supporters out there, you know, don't give up. You know, stay strong. You know, you guys will come back stronger. Like, because
there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Do not be
never walk alone.
But come on, la. Arteta need to go.
Yeah. I feel that Antonio Conte comes, there will be a change.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah. Antonio Conte is a world class manager, actually, because when Chelsea brought him, he immediately changed the way Chelsea played. He changed the Chelsea players' mentality. He changed the whole thing in Chelsea, you know, and then we won the league. So it was impressive, actually. Chelsea was actually got 97 points. So yeah, I think Conte can actually change the direction where Arsenal going right now. Maybe, but it's not sure, you know. So yeah, and with that, I think that's all for today. And Padre, Uncle, anything?
No, nothing much. You know, we will just we will meet the next time when you know, Chelsea and Liverpool have clashed. I'm sorry, Arsenal against City, right?
Yep.
Let's hope, okay, guys. You know, miracles do happen. You know. So let's hope for a miracle. If Arsenal somehow manage to beat Manchester City, I'll actually be quite stunned and mind blown. But we will see. It is what it is. We will see what happens.
Blanja, Arsenal beats.
Oh sure, why not? Okay, for those you know, international listeners out there, Blanja means I basically pay for your food. Okay. I'm looking them for a treat. Yeah. So with that, we would like to conclude this podcast. So thank you so much for listening. Signing out, Uncle Chow.
Signing out, boys. Bye. Take care. Stay safe.